من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. After I finish building the Kaaba Sharif and making dua for the acceptance of this great and honorable honor which Allah Ta'ala had blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam with, to build the Kaaba Sharif, and right there in the deserts of the Arabian Peninsula where there was no life there, there were no people there, and there they had built the Kaaba. From the very inside, they had made out that Allah Ta'ala wants something very great to happen here. Though at that time there were no signs of it whatsoever. And this is, like it comes in the hadith, اتقي فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. Fear the firasat, the inside thoughts, the automatic thoughts that come to a true believer, for he looks with the nur of Allah Ta'ala. That is, Allah Ta'ala puts in their hearts things which are going to happen long in the future. But though they may not know at this time what it is, but they can make out that something great is going to be happening. So they built the Kaaba Sharif, and though they did not know, there was still no revelation from Allah Ta'ala that what is going to be happening here. So they made dua to Allah Ta'ala, and as Allah Ta'ala had informed Ibrahim alayhi salam to call out to the people to come and make Hajj here. And for that they made the du'as also for all conditions to be conducive that Hajj takes place here. So they made out some very great ibadat is going to take place, and mankind will be coming to make Hajj. But really it will be man that will be, but they will have the qualities of the farishta, of the angel. That is an ibadat of total love, devotion to Allah Ta'ala. Totally against the human mind, what the mind can conceive, they will be making that ibadah. And this Hajj is that a person, he makes his lifelong savings to go for Hajj. Today there are many people who are wealthy, but not in far in the past, and even today, their whole life savings are only for Hajj. And when they go for Hajj, eagerly they spend that money. That is, they, from a worldly point of view, they could have spent that money on a house, on some investment, on some other holiday where outwardly it looks so much enjoyment, but they feel it a great honor that we are going for Hajj. And there are so many people who with their very pure earnings, they will make their savings and they will go for Hajj. As it was famous of the Cape Town woman of the times of the past, who were washerwoman, who used to wash clothes for people. And at that time, one tikki, about a 2.5 cents, they should put away, this is for my Hajj. And they should go for Hajj in that way, and what that Hajj was. And then when you come there for Hajj, then you are making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Totally against the human mind, it is against logic, but in that love of Allah that you are now circumambulating, making tawaf of the Kaaba, and what pleasure a mu'min derives as he's passing the Hajar al-Aswad, Rukne Yamani, the Yatim, the Mizab-e Rahmat, all the various places, and he feels what a great joy and pleasure. Then he makes Safa and Marwa. What enjoyment he gets. Outwardly, if a person sees all this, it doesn't make sense. What is this? A person who is a big judge or in a court, a person who is somebody great, a president of the country, a person who is a big alim, and you see him just with ihram, the two pieces. Now he's running between Safa and Marwa. After a very short while, after leaving all the things at home, just packing one or two bags, and they went to Makkah Sharif. They leave all that also behind, and now just with a night sack, they are gone to Madinah, to Mina, and they are spending time there. The next day, they leave that even behind, and they go away to Arafat. they are out there in the jungle, in the desert, where there is nothing whatsoever, and how they are crying and pleading to Allah Ta'ala. From there they come back to, they go to Muzdalifah. Yeah, the height of it, they spend the night without any shelter over their heads. There are no toilets also. There were no toilets there, nothing whatsoever. They spend the night there. Then they go back to Mina. They pel the shayateen. They make their qurbani. They go back to Makkah Sharif. They make the tawaf again. All this speaks of that great love, which is really the share of the malaika. And fortunate are those people who get this great honor of making this hajj, and those who prepare not only from the passports, etc. They prepare not only the masail that they learn, but they learn the spirit of hajj. And this is like a person madly in love, that he forgets himself, who he is, and is there just in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So they made dua to Allah Ta'ala for that. And he said that, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. اے پروردگار ہمارے اور کر ہم کو حکم بردار. Make us of those people who totally submit to you. We don't see you at all. Your house you have made here, but we don't see you. And the tawaf that is being made is really around Allah Ta'ala, so to say. Allah is everywhere, but in the love of Allah this tawaf is made. A person leaves Makkah Sharif, goes to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all that just in this great love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, make us amongst those people, and this great ibadat which you have gotten, which you have destined for us, though we don't know about it now, what that great ibadat is going to be. Afterwards we all came to learn it was going to be this great ibadat of hajj, but they made dua for that already at that time. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا اور ہماری اولاد میں بھی کر ایک جماعت. And O Allah, in our progeny also, make always a group of Muslims who will be coming here. And we find that Hajj carries on till today, though unfortunately the numbers are so small now, to very, very small numbers. And may Allah Ta'ala make it that soon that day comes when everything opens up again. As they are looking at vision 2030, what do we know? Allah has got another vision in plan, in mind, and maybe everything opens up again. And without any of all the restrictions, like the days of quite long ago, Hajj opens up again to all people. Allah Ta'ala, in His wisdom, He knows what calamities and trials people and the Ummah goes through. But always then Allah Ta'ala opens great, great things. Man plans, and Allah's planning is much more greater. They have got a complete different vision for 2030. Allah's planning is something completely different. And may Allah make it that again, or everything opens up, and long before even 2030. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. ایک کر ایک جماعت فرما بردار اپنی. And make one group in the ummah also that will be, make us also muslimin alak. And from our progeny also, make one group that will totally surrender to you. And the height of one's deen comes when he makes hajj. After he has brought iman, he makes his namaz, gives zakat, etc., keeps his roza, and so to say the cherry on the top then is hajj. And hajj has been referred to the, as some aspects, the jihad of the ummah, because there is a lot of mujahada also. And when a person makes the hajj properly, then it is the height of his love for Allah. And it all terminates to an extent with the qurbani. And the qurbani is not really of that animal that now a person slaughters himself. That is all his evil desires, his nafs he slaughters. He slaughtered Shaitan, and now he is, comes up with a life in total submission to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And what joy that person feels in his heart. Nobody can, no kings of the world, all the kings together, put together, cannot get that joy what this person gets when he has submitted and he has surrendered himself to Allah Ta'ala. So this building of the Kaaba Sharif is not just the outward building of the Kaaba, but there is much more detail, and this is necessary for us to understand and to achieve and get in our heart. Then we will become die hearts for Deen, and then we will appreciate Deen. Otherwise it will be just the so superficial rituals that we will follow, and any small thing that we, if anybody stops us, we will also stop, and we will go in different directions. But when we get that reality from the heart that a person surrenders to Allah, there can be nothing more greater. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with this reality of this great ibadah, and out of His mercy and kindness bless us and the whole ummah and our future progenies all with the reality of Hajj in its proper and original form, and not with all these formalities and protocols, but in the correct way and in the correct spirit, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.